Carlson, Democrats reviewed Sicknick video, lied about death. By Joel B. Polak on March 7, 2023. Democrats knew that Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick had not been murdered during the Capitol riot, but lied to the public about his death, according to Fox News' Tucker Carlson, based on newly released video. Carlson obtained nearly 41,000 hours of previously unreleased raw footage of the Capitol riot that had been suppressed by Democrats but were provided by Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, RCA, 3 weeks ago. As Breitbart News had previously noted, the Democrat-run January 6 committee had released only what it wanted the public to see, even deceptively editing some footage, to support claims of an insurrection. Carlson said that the full footage, which the media has only demanded access to now, since Carlson was given it, proved the opposite. That while some people were violent, the vast majority of those in the Capitol were not and may have believed that they were protesting legally, given the apparent cooperation of some Capitol police. In the case of Brian Sicknick, whom the media falsely claimed had been killed by being struck with a fire extinguisher during the riot, a story later retracted by the New York Times, the January 6 committee continued to claim he had been killed by rioters even after his death was determined to be from natural causes. Carlson showed footage in which an officer, whom he said was Sicknick, continued to perform his duties vigorously even after being confronted by the mob outside the Capitol. Carlson added that the January 6 committee's investigators had reviewed that footage, since it had an electronic bookmark, but continued to mislead the public about the cause of Sicknick's death to further their claim of a deadly insurrection. As Breitbart News noted last year, January 6 committee chair Representative Benny Thompson, DMS, claimed, falsely, that the rioters were guilty of savagely beating and killing law enforcement officers, despite the evidence. Carlson noted that Sicknick was a Trump voter and argued that his death and his body had been abused by politicians for their own purposes. Sicknick's family issued a statement angrily denouncing Carlson's claims. Carlson also released footage that, he said, debunked the claim that Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, had run away from the Capitol in fear, that refuted claims that Representative Barry Loudermilk, RGA, had guided some rioters on TAR reconnaissance tour the day before the event, and that contradicted the claims of witness Ray Epps, whom Carlson said had misled the committee when he claimed to have texted a relative after leaving the Capitol. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudill, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.